Here's a thought I'll title Food, Clothing, and Shelter. In my 20s, I worked for the ninth largest retailer in the United States, a company called Fred Meyer. Some of you are familiar with it. They're located in the Pacific Northwest. I had a great time there. It was a wonderful way to learn some of the basics of business and marketing. And I was particularly lucky because I was there when Mr. Meyer was still alive. And from time to time, he would gather all of us and management together and share some of his philosophy. And so much of his philosophy has stuck with me my entire life. He observed, for example, that everybody needs three things in life: food, clothing, and shelter. And so Fred Meyer started off as a grocery store in the 1930s, I think. And to this day, the Fred Meyer stores, kind of like Walmart, if you're more familiar with them, are divided into food, clothing, and household things, shelter, if you will. That's what everybody needs. And everything else, Mr. Meyer would propose, was a luxury. And I suppose that includes photography. It's sort of an uncomfortable reality for us photographers, but no one really needs what we produce. Worse than that, no one asks us to produce it. There's no demand for what we create in terms of our photographs, but yet we can't help but create them. I think this is a gigantic clue to the reality of the art life. Is that we don't do an art life. We don't live an art life. We're not passionate about an art life because of external motivations. And the more we become aware of that and comfortable with that, the more we can let go of the idea that how people respond to our artwork is even important. The important part of being an artist is what it does for us. How it increases our sensitivity and our connection with the world. To be an artist, you have to be observant. You have to be able to discern. We take the time and pause our daily life in order to have a more meaningful relationship with what we see or paint or compose or write or photograph. This is why I think making art is one of the most important activities we can pursue, because it's so beneficial to us. I've said for years, I know what I want to have written on my tombstone, assuming I have a tombstone. And no, this has nothing to do with the fact that I'm fighting off a cold. I'm not that morbid. But I've said for years that on my tombstone, I would like it to read, "He was not numb." That's as much an objective in my creative life as it is an observation I would like for people to have about me. I suppose it's theoretically possible to go through life and be an artist and be numb, but I tend to think not. That in fact being an artist has very little to do with media, whether you're a painter or a photographer or any other kind of art producer. What it means to be an artist is to be not numb, is to be observant, is to be sensitive, is to recognize that every opportunity is precious and that it's an incredible gift that we are alive and can be artists, which is to say we can cultivate our sensitivity and really enjoy as many moments as possible in our given 4 score and 7.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.